This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Glad to have you along on the ride. Kevin Flynn is riding shotgun here as well, as always.
Yo.
And tomorrow, I'll be leaving about the middle of the show, heading for Tempe, Arizona. It's Parents Weekend at ASU. So headed down there for a little bit of Parents Weekend fun.
There was a lot of arm twisting there.
Yes.
Gosh. Oh, fun. That's got to be just great.
Do I have to? Do I have to? No, it's fun. It is fun. Haley's a sophomore this year, so Parents Weekend, head down there, take it all in. Looking forward to that as well. So, and Kev's got an all-star lineup. We've got a lot of good. Dave Zabalski tomorrow, Fargo Police Chief, will be in here. Let's see what else we got here.
John Hinterrocker's going to be in.
He is.
Yeah, of course. And then... we're going to talk to a little more going on with the Minnesota governor's race, too. And our friend, a lot of phones.
Our friend Pat Rosenstiel is going to be here to talk about whether or not Minnesota is going to get a California policy. Not a good idea.
No.
Friday, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will be pinch hitting for Senator Kevin Cramer in the talk radio town hall. John Hoeven running for re-election to the U.S. Senate. Catch up with him on ahead of Tuesday's election. Another one of our campaign chats with John Hoeven. Senator John Hoeven joins Kevin on the program. So a lot to do, that's for sure. A few texts before we get to our guests. Why is it either legal or illegal? Why are we not talking decriminalization? What are they talking about? I don't know. Can't quite figure that out. Texter says, Dr. Jensen sounds like the man from Minnesota versus that wacko Walls. When Tim Walls shut down all the walleye fishing, March 2020 pandemic, it was incredible wealth for North Dakota gas bait, North Dakota fish licenses, food, lodging, marine dealers, and beer. Great revenues. Worst part, though, is North Dakota Game and Fish, lack of mandatory checkpoints for the invasive species being introduced in North Dakota waters. Just saying. All right. Appreciate that very much. Texter says, I heard the debate last Friday between Walls and Jensen, and Walls came across as very arrogant and dictatorial, like no one's going to tell him what to do. He tried to belittle Dr. Jensen and make him look ignorant and out of touch with reality, when Tim Walls is the one who's really out of touch with the people of rural Minnesota. I wish the topic of the $9 billion state surplus would have been brought up. It's more even than you're going to have after the lottery win tonight, Kev. It's a
there
lot of money that the state surplus, $9 billion state surplus. Wish that would have come up. If Walls cared about Minnesotans, he would give some of that back to the taxpayers, and especially those he drove out of business with his lockdowns during the pandemic. More power to you, Scott Jensen. I pray you will win. Scott Jensen really has a ton of grassroots support that you can just feel, doesn't he? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
He's got I don't think we hear enough from Matt Burke. I don't see enough from Matt Burke, but Matt Burke is a big part of that, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a strong backup. I mean, just a great human. NFL, yeah. You're not NFL man of the year for doing nothing. I mean, he's a serious, serious good person, and I think the right guy to be with.
True story. You're absolutely right. No doubt about that. And he campaigned with Senator Kevin Cramer the other day in Crookston. So, Senator Cramer helping out the ticket there. Texas says, after Walt's handling of the riots, rise in crime, and his response on cashless bail and higher taxes, I'll be voting Republican. All right. And last one before we get to our next guest. I pay 37 cents an egg. I have a small restaurant. I keep cutting other costs where I can, but it's hard when all of my basic ingredients have gone up so much. Cooking from scratch used to be a price saver, besides being better tasting. Now it's getting as expensive as buying processed foods. Ouch. That's a tough one, that's for sure. Our next guest is the chair of ND for Term Limits, Jared Hendricks. Jared, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for having me on.
Take this back to the beginning and why you thought this was a vote North Dakotans should decide.
Yeah, well, you know, what's interesting, it's a position I did not used to hold myself several years ago. As I got involved in politics, I became convinced that, you know, the opposite view. And what was interesting about it is the more time I spend in politics, the more time that I participated as a grassroots lobbyist, an unpaid citizen lobbyist down at the Capitol, the more I realized that it is important because you have a very, you know, most people that go to Bismarck are citizen legislators. They serve a short period of time, but you have a very small number of people that stay there a long period of time. They tend to gravitate towards positions of leadership. So most of the power in Bismarck is held by a very small number of people. And so along with that, you know, we've seen a lot of, I think, general sense. And I think you know this, Scott, because when Trump was elected, this was a big part of the reason. There's a general sense that people don't feel like the government works for them and they don't feel like it represents them. And so the support for term limits is pretty widespread in North Dakota. So for me, it all kind of came together where I decided, you know, this is a structural reform. It's something positive we can do to realign that power back down to the grassroots. And so we got a sponsoring committee together. We got 46,000 signatures to North Dakotans, a record number. We submitted them. And we had to go through a little bit more of a process than we wanted to with a legal dispute, but we did end up prevailing at the Supreme Court through a unanimous decision, and it's been placed on the ballot for all the voters to decide on.
Explain your position on this. Why have you led this effort?
So term limits, and let me just first take a step back and then just make sure viewers understand exactly what it is. So what our measure does is it applies term limits to the North Dakota governor. 36 states have term limits on their governor, so we're kind of an outlier on that. Governor's a very powerful position. It applies term limits to the offices of state legislature, meaning state house, state senate. There's 15 states that do that. And so, in other words, you could serve 2 4-year terms. If you were successful and you were well-liked and you did a good job, you could even potentially serve a total of 16 years in one district. So you could go from chamber to chamber. This is not like exactly like South Dakota's term limits, which is, you know, that they're forced to sort of alternate back and forth. This is a total lifetime cap. Term limits, if we look at the states of the past term limits, you have a more, what we believe is more fair and competitive elections. You have a dramatic increase in voter participation, and particularly down ticket. And you know this, Scott, and politics, everybody pays attention sort of to the presidential horse race, if you want to call that Hillary or Trump or what have you. And obviously that's important, but voter participation tends to diminish down ticket. And you've heard the expression, all politics is local. Well, term limits, data from states that have term limits shows that voter participation increases dramatically. The number of candidates running increases dramatically in states that have term limits. And the more people that are engaged, the more people that are paying attention means more eyes are on government, which is more accountability and more transparency. The more citizens that rotate through public office expands the circle of citizens that have a knowledge of how state government works, which is also good. And we believe that it will create a culture of mentorship where we have outgoing legislators that understand their time is up and that they have a, I believe, a moral duty to sort of mentor new potential legislators coming into the system. So it's good for everybody.
chatting with Jerry Hendricks today on the program about a question you'll be able to answer if you're a North Dakota voter going to the polls in the coming days, whether that's early voting or whether that is on Tuesday. And explain, you touched on this, but the what people are voting on, explain that one more time.
Okay, so this applies to 4-year term limits for the office of North Dakota Governor, North Dakota House, and North Dakota Senate. It is Measure 1 on the ballot, so a yes vote on Measure 1 would apply term limits in North Dakota, and a no vote would oppose term limits. So obviously we're pushing for a yes vote.
All right, advocating for a yes vote, and that's Measure Number 1.
Yes, sir.
Measure Number 1 on the ballot. Short break, back with more of our conversation after a short time out on What's On Your Mind. And we want to tell you that the home cooking and the grab-and-go convenience is waiting for you at PetroServe USA today. Beef and noodles in Harwood, Swedish meatballs or chicken bowl at West Main Avenue. I don't have enough time to tell you about this great food. Hang on, more after this. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Bills on my mindset, I can't deny it. Getting higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying.
Freedom Matters USA Studios. Actually in Grand Rapids, Minnesota today. On What's On Your Mind. And let me finish the great specials from PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Harwood has beef and noodles today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs or chicken bowl. They've got some great options always. Greedy. You're never going to leave there hungry. Salisbury Steak at 12th Avenue and I-29, Beefy Noodles on NP Avenue, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon, Salisbury Steak in Yulin. So as you can see, some great choices. Those are all at PetroServe USA, Home Cooking, Grab and Go Convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. Passage of Measure 1 in North Dakota would add a new article to the North Dakota Constitution stipulating that an individual could not serve as a legislator for a cumulative period in excess of 8 years to either the House of Representatives or the Senate, separately prohibiting an individual from being elected as governor more than twice. We're talking to Jared Hendricks today, North Dakotans for Term Limits Chair. Do we know what North Dakotans think of term limits? Is there any polling on this, Jared?
There has been some polling. I'm sure there's been some private polling, but the polling has been released publicly. There was one a couple of years ago that showed about an 82% overall favorability. There is one just in the last month that showed an 81% favorability. And that is across all demographics, Democrats, Republicans, Independents. It's pretty widespread. I expect those numbers to be a little more narrow when we get to Election Day, but the support is clearly pretty widespread, and that's consistent with what we see nationally.
Interesting, yeah. And, of course, the question that will be on the ballot will be just exactly that, to settle this once and for all. Tell me again, like, if we had to look at all 50 states, how many people have them for legislature, have them for governor?
So there's 15 states that have them for the state legislature. There's 36 that have them for governor. And this has been a fairly recent phenomenon. I say recent in the last 30, 40 years. And we've been able to see some interesting data from that. If you look at, for example, I mentioned voter participation. Voter participation, there's been a study in State Politics and Policy Quarterly found that term limits significantly increases voting rates. One of the other interesting points is if you look at states that have term limits, revenues and expenditures grew more slowly than in states that implemented them. So in other words, those states overall, on average, were higher rated for fiscal health. And also one of the very interesting things we found is that, because one of the main arguments against it is they say, well, this will expand the power of bureaucracy. But the evidence suggests otherwise. In states that have term limits, legislators tend to use what's called ex ante means of bureaucratic control. So it's based on forecasts. And in other words, they essentially grant the bureaucracy less statutory discretion. And that's been a very interesting finding. So, but that, again, it's one of the arguments thrown at this that doesn't seem to be supported by the evidence.
Texter says, I'm confused with the term limits measure. Can you explain the yes-no difference again? You're voting on measure number one. If you vote yes, you want term limits, correct?
Yes, that's correct. A yes vote on measure one would apply 2 4-year term limits to the office of North Dakota governor, state senate, and state house.
So back to popular opinion here. Once the vote tally has happened after Tuesday, what do you anticipate is the answer?
Well, I think we're going to win. I know opposition's been pushing back on us pretty heavily. I do think that we're ultimately going to win. There's been a lot of arguments that have been put out there. If I have a minute, I'll address a couple more real quick. One of them is that people have suggested we're going to lose a lot of institutional knowledge in state government. And there's a couple points in that. Number one, institutional knowledge often becomes what you could call institutional inertia, where government can get stagnant, it's less responsive to new ideas. And just think, for example, something like this, Scott, and you've had Mike Lindell on, and you know the importance of this issue, but look at election integrity. Election integrity is a very topical, big issue. And in the last legislative session, the legislature shot down every single election integrity bill. And I would just use that as an example of something that sometimes the echo chamber that develops in political circles isn't as responsive to what voters are really concerned about. The other point is that in our term limits measure, if it passes, somebody could still serve, theoretically, 8 years if they get reelected in one chamber. They could switch over and do another 8 years in the other chamber in the same district. In other words, going from House to Senate. So they could, you could still have some individuals. There will still be a small number of people that will serve, you know, 8+ years in the legislature. So if we're worried about experience, most likely those are going to be the kinds of people that will probably get into committee chair positions or House or Senate leadership positions. So we're not going to lose all the experience. What we're going to do is we're going to just make sure that we don't get stagnated by having a very small number of a few legislators that serve 20, 30, 40 years and hold all of the power. That's what we're going to be fixed.
Texter asked this question of you, Jared. Are the polls referenced on term limits federal or state?
They are. That's a great question. They are state. The polling data that was put out was very specific in the question. It referred to state legislature and governor. Now, as far as support for term limits for Congress, that's a separate issue. But personally, I fully support that. And I believe everybody in our committee fully supports that. But that is not the same issue.
Another listener texts in, politicians and lobbyists seem to be up in arms over this. Makes me want to vote for it. What is the what is your sense of elected leaders' support for this, yay or nay?
Yeah, my sense is that most do not support it, and that's not surprising. It doesn't mean that they're bad or corrupt people. We have a lot of great citizen legislators in North Dakota, but it's just that when personal involvement becomes a factor, sometimes our judgment isn't the same. And the reality is that term limits sever relationships between special interest groups and members of the legislature. It reduces the power of lobbyists. That's why you have every lobbyist group in the state is coming out to oppose this measure. And think about it. These folks spend millions of dollars every single year gaming the legislative session, having staff there full time 4 months every 2 years. And that's why they don't like this measure. It's inconvenient because it severs those relationships. If they have a relationship with the legislator, they know exactly who to go to. If somebody's been in there 20 years, we just had somebody who chaired the Senate Appropriations for 20 years. I mean, that's way too much time for one person to have that much power. But when you have those situations, the lobbyists, the bureaucrats know exactly who to go to get what they want. And the citizens are put on the back burner because the citizens don't have that same advantage.
North Dakotans for Term Limits Chair Jared Hendricks on the program today, giving you both sides of this issue as you've heard it all as we lead up to Election Day. Jared, thanks for the time. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me on, Scott. Appreciate it.
Secretary of State candidate Charles Tuttle will join us when we come back after a short timeout, and we'll tell you about the Wednesday Wheels from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Got a great deal sitting in Valley City for you. Tell you about it coming up on What's on Your Mind. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States, with all its mighty sanctions against Russia for invading Ukraine, is still buying some of her gasoline from Russia. An oil refinery in Sicily, owned by Russia's second-largest oil and gas giant, Lukoil, is using 93% Russian crude oil in its production that ultimately makes its way to the United States as gasoline and other refined oil products. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is poised to return to power as Israeli TV exit polls reveal Tuesday's election to be delivering a narrow majority to the conservatives. Israelis react to Reuters.
I don't know who is better and who is not better, but I know that what we have before Lapid, I don't want to hear his name and I don't want to think about it.
I'm going to vote in Bibi Netanyahu. I hope that he makes the government.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did your daddy let you drive? Are you whiskey bent and hellbound, even though your mama tried? Did you cruise down a back road with your Dixieland light? Are you on a Chattahoochee on a barefoot blue jean night?
Here's the Wednesday Wheels deal, just for you. This is a good one, too. 2019 GMC Sierra 2500 HD Denali.
Ooh, now you're plucking big chicken.
Huh?
That's a rig.
That's a rig. GMC Sierra 2500 HD Denali. It has the Duramax in it. 6.6 turbo diesel V8 engine with just 92,581 miles on it.
What do you need to pull with that? Pick it.
Something you win tonight with the lotto.
There you go. That's the lottery truck right there.
It is a dark slate metallic with jet black perforated leather appointed seat trim, loaded up with features like heated seats, steering wheel, heated steering wheel, backup camera, lane keep assist, and tow package. This baby was $60,000. Now it's only $59,000. You save $1,000 if you tell them, hey, I heard it on the flag. I want to know about it. North Dakota's home for Chevy, Pucklich, North Dakota location. How about that? I knew you'd love that. I knew you'd love it.
Oh, that's a beast. That's a beast of a truck right there.
Exactly.
And 90, that mileage doesn't matter on a Duramax. You're good.
Also brought to you today by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You know, we've lucked out here with this weather, but it's not going to stay like this. Take the opportunity to get into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, and take a look at some of those wonderful spas. Oh, my gosh. Or the saunas. Or some game table fun. And you're planning for when the weather does turn to be just fine. I'm fine with it being cold outside. I got the sauna. I love it. Got the game table. A little billiards action. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. They are in West Fargo. I mean, literally right into West Fargo, next to Spitfire there. They're also in Grand Forks, and they're in Bismarck, too. You tell them Scott sent you. All right, we are counting down and checking the box with all the races. Make sure we get you both sides of the equation. And our next guest is Secretary of State candidate Charles Tuttle. He's running against the Republican Michael Howe. So you'd be running as independent, Charles?
Well, yeah, but you know I'm a Republican. Anyone who knows me knows I'm way right, Mr. Howe. So, but yeah, you have to run as an independent. Everybody acts like independent's a party. It's not a party. So you got Cara Mund, who's probably far left. She's a Democrat. You got Rick Becker and myself, who are are definitely conservatives who evidently we don't fit into the party's mold because we adhere to the party platform. So, you know, the Secretary of State's it's an important spot. It controls the land board, which is $8 billion right now. My opponent, the Republican, voted for House Bill 1080, giving $100 million of our kids' school money out of the school land trust to the oil companies. Our state Supreme Court had ruled that that money was owed to our kids, and they turned right around and did a House bill and Senate bill, passed it. Our governor, who's on the land board, even signed it, giving the money back to the oil companies. So we got some serious issues with the monies that how we're investing them in Wall Street versus back into our own state. I want to see us invest our capital, the billions of dollars we have, back into our state. I'd like to see some refineries here. We need to have all that natural gas. You know, our governor's talking about this carbon capture going out to all these ethanol plants and piping it into North Dakota and putting it into our ground. Well, if we can carbon capture, we sure as heck can gas capture, and let's get that gas that we're burning off in the Bakken and pipe it to every home in North Dakota. And let's pay the mineral owners out there, and everybody gets their natural gas with $30 a month. There's a lot of things that we need to be doing for North Dakotans that we're just not. Property tax, obviously. I've been a staunch supporter of following the Constitution. Stop using the unconstitutional use of property tax to fund schools. So these are things that I'm bringing forward to my campaign. I want to have a free enterprise day and bring all the high school kids and junior high kids to Bismarck, show them how to have their own businesses and LLCs or private membership associations, or, you know, take a look at how to become a notary and those things. So, yeah, I mean, you everybody's out there trying to label people, but there's nobody more conservative, more wanting North Dakota first than I am. No bigger Trump supporter than I am. You know, I've got endorsed by Mike Lindell, obviously because I'm concerned about our elections, and I seem to be the only one talking about it. There is a problem with our voter rolls in North Dakota. It's not the machines, I don't think, in North Dakota. I think it's the voter rolls. When Al Yeager sent out 700,000 applications in 2020 when there's only 500,000 eligible voters. That's a problem. We got Doug Burgum, who's interfering in our elections with an executive order, saying that he recommended that we didn't have polling stations open, clearly violating the Century Code. And this was an election that he was running for re-election in. So those are things we have to look at. We have to investigate. We've got to get it right. One person, one vote. It's important that people understand that their vote counts. We only had about 18% of the eligible voters vote in the primary. That's sad. I think there's only 105,000 people who voted in this last current primary. Not good. The confidence level in our elections is way down. And it's probably based on a national issue because we know Trump won. I don't care who. I'll say it out loud to everybody. Trump won. There's not even a question as to whether he won or not. Joe Biden couldn't get two people in a phone booth. So there's a big confidence factor in our electorate, and we've got to fix that.
I want to go back to the refinery issue you talked about. How do you think you could get a refinery built here?
We have almost, 20, $30 billion in the bank. We need to bring. We're spending $50 million a year to fund managers to manage this money to show us how we're not losing more than anybody else. We're losing like 5 to 10% on our funds in Wall Street. We need to pull that all out. We could bond the building of a refinery, and we don't need to worry about the EPA. We're a state sovereign. We need a strong attorney general that allow us to do that. There's no reason why we can't. The federal government can't tell us how to do business, and we keep the oil here. It's not for out of state commercial use. So you have that right if you do that.
So tell me a little bit about the process to build one. You want to build one here?
Well, maybe three. I mean, we need a gas refinery because our gas has to be separated. I think Hess spent $6 or $8 billion to upgrade theirs to get, yes, there's valuables in our gas. I'm not 100% knowledgeable in this. I just know what I've been told that we have, I think, methane, butane. So you separate that out because those are items that can be also valuable and sold. I think when we talk about Newfield Gas, for instance, when they were selling their gas on their leases from the school lands to a third party. They were actually selling to a third party. That third party was cleaning it, separating those things, and selling it back to Newfield. Newfield then was charging the school land trust on the transportation and the transaction fees of all that. That was the court case, one of the court cases, that the monies that were owed to the school land trust. And we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. And as soon as Jody Smith sent out a collection letter, Newfield and Continental filed a lawsuit against us. And they lost. And they owed the money. And now the legislature came back, which I don't know why the legislature even has any authority over the school land board. They came back and wrote a bill, which the governor signed, gifting that money back to the oil companies.
What issue do citizens bring up the most as you're out and about campaigning?
The election. The second is property tax. But the election is still on everybody's mind. Everybody's angry. They're mad. I mean, it didn't seem like anyone, John Hovind didn't defend us. Kevin Cramer didn't defend us. I think you were there on the 5th. You were on that lawn when Kevin Cramer came out with his pocket constitution and said, this is why I have to do this. He didn't explain to anybody why he could take a whole stack of fake $20 bills and put them into a stack of good $20 bills and make them all real $20 bills. He didn't explain that. He just, you know, he let us down. I think everybody knows that those guys all let us down that day. And I was there. I drove all the way to D.C. because my president asked me to with my trailer. I don't know if you saw the nuns with the scarves. They were running around. I had met them up in Maryland on the way in. Gave them all a bunch of scarves. But, you know, you're one of the biggest Trump supporters, too. And I think you have to know that there's something wrong with what's going on.
So when you say the election, you're not talking about the election in North Dakota. You're talking about the results.
I think the election in North Dakota was on the local level a problem. Very much so. And, you know, that's why I filed a lawsuit against the governor. And the governor, he actually came in on that day. He says, you know what, we may have overreached our authority, but as of that day, they had rescinded the order. Our governor was involved in controlling an election. He was in. I don't even know how to describe that. That's a banana republic. When you have someone, an executive of that nature, who's running for re-election, who then writes an executive order saying, oh, you don't have to have the actual in-person voting open. Oh, you don't have to, you know, you can do all mail-in. When there's no provision for mail-in unless it's voted on. Mail-in is the problem.
We have about a half a minute left. Tell us anything else you want listeners to know, you want voters to know.
Well, go Fighting Sue. You know,
that should be something everybody should agree on, right?
Yes. I say that every time.
Anything else?
I just want to make sure everybody knows that I'm the only choice, and you need to check that box off for Charles Tuttle. I'm endorsed by Mike Lindell. Get our elections right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Charles. Appreciate the time very much.
All right.
Trying to get everybody in before Election Day. For you folks, early voting is on right now, and of course, Tuesday, we head to the polls. Coming up on 10:45, a boatload of comments that have rolled in here throughout the show. We're going to get those in our final segment as we continue next in What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, the trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed, just looking for a brand new way to get lost.
Are you ready for this great deal? Giza Dream Sheets. Amazing offer right now, $29.99. Biggest bed sheet sale ever. And, of course, the Giza Dream Sheets are that Giza cotton, come from the Mediterranean. The smoothness in these sheets is pretty amazing. And remember, promo code Scott to get you that great deal down to $29.99. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You tell them Scott sent you, okay? Please do. Freedom Matters USA Studios, our final segment of What's on Your Mind. A couple of comments here. Kevin, hate to break it to you, but this listener says, if you take the lump sum payment on the $1.2 billion lottery, you only get $375 million after taxes. And you don't live in California or New York, but if you lived there, it would be $300 million. So.
Well, yeah, I'll make it work.
Sam is going to take a lot of your ching-ching, I'm just saying.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. They're going to take, what, 48%? What's the highest tax bracket? Because that's what they take. But that's fine. I mean, overnight, you're still worth more than Tom Brady, so I'll make it work.
You're fully aware.
Yeah, I'm aware.
And you're going to live with it.
Yeah, well, the $1.2 billion, obviously, you get half of the cash out, so, you know, 500 and some million, and then you get half of that. So it'd be just probably south of $300 million.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
By the time you're done, after taxes.
Texter says, you just aired an ad sponsored by Representative Nathy stating that term limits gives the power to lobbyists. Then why are the lobbyists against term limits? This is going to pass easy. Arguments against it are hollow. Texter asked the question to me, yay or nay on Measure 1. Measure 1 is the term limits. I'm against them. I think term limits are called elections. I think you decide...
Do you think with that, though, and I totally get it, do you think that obviously the election security, the integrity of all of this from 2020 is heavy into that part of this conversation, more maybe than it's ever been?
I'm not sure I understand your theory.
Well, you know, you're saying, well, the voting booth is where we decide who stays
right.
And who doesn't.
Well,
the listeners are saying
they want to know yay or nay on Measure 1, asking me.
Right.
I'm saying I'm in favor, and they're saying your reason... for your stance, and it's that, you know, that's why we have elections. We decided
right, I get it. No, I'm just wondering your opinion on, you know, how the election security and the fraud has weighed in on people that are now saying, well, I normally would say, yeah, let's make that decision in the voting booth, but are we really making that decision? So maybe now I'm for them. You know what I mean? Whole thing might have weighed in that dynamic.
I see what you're saying. I'd rather we fix elections, but I see what
right.
you're saying.
Right. I'm with you. I agree. And I like the bureaucrats getting term limited, too. That's a big part of this.
Another listener says, Measure 2, I know you've said voting no, main reason for your stance. I tend to follow law enforcement on this stuff. I tend to have a serious dose of respect for law enforcement, and law enforcement is saying they don't need it. They don't need it, plus the medical professionals as well, so... That would be my reason for it. Are the polls referenced on term limits on a federal or state level? I think we addressed that with our friend Jared Hendricks. Politicians and lobbyists are up in arms over this. Makes me want to vote for it. I'm not sure what you're talking about. What are politicians and lobbyists up in arms over? Term limits bill? Maybe. Somebody says, how about getting Game and Fish on the phone? Find out why cattle are still in the public lands when they are to be removed by November 1st for the deer season. How about fines for ranchers that don't follow the law? We can do that easy enough. We can get them on the phone. Yep. Not a problem. Appreciate that very much. Okay, any others here I have not got to? I want to make sure we're getting to everybody here. Here's one that says, I heard the debate last Friday between Walz and Jensen. Walz came across as very arrogant and dictatorial. Like no one's going to tell him what to do. He tried to belittle Dr. Jensen and make him look ignorant and out of touch with reality when Tim Walz is the one who is really out of touch with the people of rural Minnesota. I wish the topic of the $9 billion state surplus would have been brought up. If Walz cared about Minnesotans, he'd give some back to the taxpayers, and especially those he drove out of business with his lockdowns during the pandemic. More power to you, Scott Jensen. I pray you will win, says one of the listeners. All right, there you go. There you go with some of the comments rolling in here on the program. Mr. Tuttle has my vote. Go Fighting Sioux. Says another listener here. All right, weighing in on our last segment.
Sue forever.
Sue forever. Listener says, I'm confused with the term limits measure. I think Senator Cramer has stated he's against term limits. Yeah? Confused and asking a question about Senator Cramer. He said that. It's kind of my position. That's what elections are for. All right. Some of these we're going to have to deal with tomorrow. Senate race predictions. We'll do that tomorrow. I agree with you 100% on term limits and marijuana. All right. Thanks for having Scott Jensen on the air. With him as governor, Northwest Minnesota might finally have a voice. To Tim Walz, we are only rocks and cows. God bless you, folks. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow.
The big election is next week. But do you know what's at stake? Rob Schmidt does. Every night this week, he's on Newsmax talking about the real issues the big media won't. Rob shows how inflation really is killing us, as Congress does little. Then Rob looks at our border, soaring crime, the radical left, and the dangers of the woke agenda and more. All this week, Rob speaks with the candidates in the big races that will change America. Go up close with Rob in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Nevada, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, North Carolina, New Hampshire, and many other places. Find out who's winning. I watch Newsmax and Rob Schmidt, and you should too. Newsmax is already the hottest cable news channel in America. Millions are literally switching to Newsmax. They're turning off the bad guys for news they can trust. Watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Make the switch to Newsmax. You won't look back. Newsmax.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.